ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
A new week begins.
No sleep.
Look to the north sky and you shall see us rise from the ashes.
Low energy.
I am on top of the world and nothing can stop me now.
Mexican food.
What?
It felt like the logical next step. Mexican food. That's when you've had no sleep and you got low energy, you get a bunch of Mexican food.
That's true. I'm on top of the world.
Hey. I'm on top of the world.
Earworm.
Doug.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Welcome.
So what?
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
We're glad you're here. Someone needs to wake up Mateo.
I'm awake.
For that, we go to the phone lines.
Let's do it.
Static.
Hey, it's Matthew from Alpha Creek.
No way.
How did we know?
It's like I finally got all my alarms transferred, guys.
Boom.
Oh, you're crazy.
Speaking of alarms, an alarm went off at 1:30 in the morning at Teo's apartment complex.
Yeah.
It's called the fire alarm.
Somebody pulled the fire alarm.
Yep. I've actually had that happen.
You pulled the fire alarm?
No, guys, I would never do that. I was in my hotel room. I was fast asleep. It was in the state of Nevada. Mm-hmm. It was about like 1:30, 2 in the morning over there. Next thing you know, on the ninth floor of my hotel, Laughlin there, the alarm starts going off, apparently because a AC heater unit overheated and gets blew a fuse.
Yeah.
So it triggered the alarm. The next thing you know, everybody's awake, I'm like, I couldn't go back to bed the rest of that morning. I was already awake, so I'm like, oh, forget it.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, it is awful. And I seriously wanted to go chew the front desk out because, you know what? I was checking out that morning because I was going back home. Mm. And I'm like, seriously, it has to happen this morning. I could have another night.
Mm-hmm.
Any other night, it would have been great.
Matthew. That's what happened to me last night. Somebody pulled the fire alarm, and I was like, well, my building might be on fire. Awesome. So I had to get up and go walk around.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was on fire. None of the buildings were on fire. And I was like, oh, some kid or some idiot pulled the fire alarm, and
someone
now I can't
did.
Sleep.
Yeah, and hey, guys, actually, this week, there's a special event coming up, and it's not a school event. It's my birthday.
Oh, your birthday!
No!
15th birthday, guys. It's this Wednesday. And again, if anybody out there wants to wish me a happy birthday on my birthday, you guys can go contact me on my website or email me at mattfromabq@gmail.com.
No.
And that'd be the best way to get a hold of me because I always check my fan email on a daily basis and I get back to it.
Matthew, I'm so excited for you because I'm pretty sure that Mitch said she got you a present.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know.
Cool.
She's the nicest one here. I hope she can live up to this level of niceness that we've all imposed upon her.
Yeah.
We'll see.
What happens.
Well, guys, speaking of fans, I actually have a shout out this morning.
Yeah.
Going to my fan, Ava in Belen, New Mexico again.
What? Ava in Belen!
This is a shout out to her this morning. Do you guys have Walking on Sunshine?
Yeah.
Walking on Sunshine.
Can you guys say that for her?
Sure, man.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Hey, sorry I let you guys go so fast this morning.
I know, I'm real disappointed.
It's okay. Come Wednesday, your birthday.
That's your birthday, man.
Don't be crazy.
What?
Have a good day.
Did he just hang up?
Did Matt?
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. Sorry. You turned into C-3PO.
Bye, Matthew.
That area of town, bro.
He went. Burp, burp, burp.
I guess it wouldn't be C-3PO. It would be more R2-D2 because you can understand C-3PO.
That's how I feel. I posted a picture on our Facebook. Get over there. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
I'm sorry somebody pulled the fire alarm in your building.
It really wasn't that bad. I was probably up for like 20 minutes. But it was funny.
That's bad.
Yeah, it was like, man, this is. Please don't ever happen again, please. And for those of you that would like to come pull the alarm, I live on the east side of town, actually on the other side of the mountains.
Yep.
At some apartments called Moriarty TJ's House Apartments.
There you go.
Come pull the fire alarm at TJ's house.
Incredible. We got a great show today. It's Monday. We're going to make you laugh. We're going to get through it together. We can only do it together in order to do it.
Let's play Walking on Sunshine.
Yeah, I... Pretty sure we don't have that one.
No, let's look it up.
I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa! I'm walking on sunshine.
You know some Christian bands covered that song. It's got to be in there somewhere.
No. I can proudly say we don't have Walking on Sunshine.
I think Abandoned, they covered it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, but, that song.
Well, we should play a happy song, because this next song's kind of slow.
Yeah, it's so not happy. What's a happy song? Doug, what's the happy song? How about some Pharrell Williams happy?
There you go. Kidding.
Happy Doug!
I can also proudly say we don't have that one either, so.
Man, if we had that one, I'd love it.
Oh.
I would love it.
Oh. I don't know where to go now because he said a really not happy song.
We should go super old school. Do Jars of Clay.
Mm.
And something from the If I Left the Zoo album.
Mm. I'm walking away.
What's that song called?
Thanks, Matthew from Albuquerque. It was a simple request.
Yeah, dude. We've made it. Awesome!
Oh.
Okay, and it's not a... Is there a next page? Maybe?
Yeah.
Holy cow, there's so much stuff
in
here. Okay.
What if we just went really old school?
Oh, that would be a good one.
All right.
I like it.
We can do that. It's Monday morning. It is a Monday, which means, of course, we've got Mad Lib...
Madly
we've got joyous
Monday.
Occasions. We've got a random request. So we're just going to get you, positive and encouraging this morning.
Let it bless your heart.
All right. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
In open fields of wildflowers, she breathes the air and flies away.
She thanks to Jesus for...
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news for you on a Monday morning, too. Still baffled because I saw a picture last night that reminded me of the JCPenney catalog from 1990.
Stop it!
And I love it. I love it.
Chrissy Jeter.
I love it.
My bride.
Thank you, Chrissy. Thank you.
She said... I asked, and I said, no, you did not, because I was clearly staring at the television, not paying attention. And she said, I'm going to post a photo of your mom from Mother's Day. I was like, yeah, good. I didn't, because she's not on social media, so she's not even going to see it. So it's not really for her. It's just to make fun of my pink clothes. Wait, what? Pink clothes?
Pink clothes.
Too late. It's too late. Yeah.
It already happened.
So, joke's on her, though. She married me.
Ah, you married it. You said it'd be all right.
Pink clothes guy. You idiot.
Pink clothes guy.
Happy Mother's Day.
Hey, it was the 90s. Pink was awesome. Like hot pink.
Yeah.
Came out like hot pink.
I'm a man. All right, I wore pink.
Hot pink and neon green and whatnot. A man in Sweden is trying to save his marriage by selling all 700 pounds of a collection that his wife is sick and tired of.
Huh.
It's a Lego collection.
Oh, no.
700 pounds. He drew the line at his My Little Pony collection. He said, no, ma'am. He said, that is a deal breaker.
Deal breaker.
I'm a brony, lady. Get it right or pay the price. Rainbow Dash is my hero.
I guess if you marry into that, you know.
You married it.
You married
you it. You said it'd be all right.
Till death, for better or worse, in sickness and in health.
Who is Sherry Shepherd?
Brony or not to brony?
To brony or not to brony? That is the question. Who is Sherry Shepherd?
I don't know.
It says that she's filed for divorce or for separation from her husband of 3 years. And I don't know who that is, so cool, man. Carrie Fisher, on the other hand, who I do know, says that she's dropped 40 pounds for the new Star Wars movie.
What?
Whoa!
Getting in the shape.
She's dropping 40s, yo!
Wow.
Star Wars Episode 7.
Yo,
Wu-Tang
yo.
Wu-Tang Returns.
Yo, yo, yo. Return 40s. Of the Mac. The 90s.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. 40 pounds.
People are getting pretty excited for this movie.
I'm excited about it.
I'm very excited.
Wah, 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 wah!
That's how exciting I am.
Yeah.
Wah, 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 wah!
Oh, it's going to be magical. Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
You know, I wonder if it's going to be the movie that breaks Avatar's record. Because if it's really good,
dude, the original cast. Are you kidding me?
I know. If it's really good, if it's good, it could. Should it
be good?
Would it?
Please be good.
Doug.
Yeah, there he is.
I have higher expectations for this than any other film in the history of
movies. No, don't do that. Remember the prequels.
It's Disney, and it's Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, and Carrie Fisher.
And it's J.J. Abrams.
And then also, on top of that, Andy Serkis.
Yeah.
All those Max kids. Von Sydow.
Yeah. Tons of kids.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I've seen some of the set, like, they slowly leak out photos of the set pieces, and you're like, oh, my gosh, they're doing this right now.
Yeah.
This is happening in my lifetime, and I can't believe it.
They're going for it.
They're going for it in my lifetime.
It's pretty awesome.
It's my lifetime.
China's considering building a high-speed bullet train to the U.S. today.
Oh,
they
want to
build it underwater. Saw a picture of it. Terrifying. Man, if you were another country in this world, and you were going to trap the U.S. in day, right, what you would do... Right. Is you would say, no, we're just going to build this thing so people can come visit you guys, you know. Give you more money and stuff.
Underground secret just, tunnel.
But then you guys go first. It's fine.
Look, America, we just want to build an underground secret tunnel to your country. What is so weird about that?
It's a train. Just ride on the train.
Come on.
Come on, ride the train. It's choo-choo riding.
We love you guys. Come on. We go way back. We go way, way back. Come on. You don't want us to build a train?
No.
Come on, we're China. What could go wrong? It's called a bullet train. We just want to build it.
You've never
America.
Heard of our ninjas, have you? Good.
Isn't that feudal Japan? I'm way off.
Those are feudal Japan. Yeah, like samurais and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I thought of.
We've got to get out of here before people start accusing
us
of stuff.
Abort. All right.
Get out. A woman in Florida tricked a demolition crew and then had them bulldoze the house of neighbors she didn't like.
No!
That's what China's trying to do to us.
I know.
I'm pretty sure that it was that house right over there. They, yeah, they, here's the paper here in my hand I just found. It says, yeah, that one. I just found it. You guys bulldozed that.
That's totally legit.
You guys want some lemonade?
RJ
I'll make
Puffin
some lemonade.
Stuff. See, look, right there is the signature. Right there is so There's legit.
There's the signature. Bulldoze that house. I'll make you guys some cookies. You want snacks?
Oh.
It's snacky time. Commercial airliner over Florida again collided with a drone that wandered into its airspace. What? Get out of Florida.
Yeah.
Every day it's like 17 things from Florida.
And yet you're still trying to get me to go to Disney World. That's Florida.
Dude, Disney World?
No, it's Florida.
Disney World is different. Disney World is better.
No.
No. Yeah, no. Yes, it is. Why no. did you confuse me? You're like the lady with the bulldozer. Are you from Florida? Are you using your Florida mind trick?
It's that one right over there.
It's a sunshine
right over there.
State.
Yep. Commissioner RJ Puffin stuff. He
said, hang on. I'm getting a bulletin in my ear here. Beep, beep, beep. Yep.
We're like this.
Bulldozer.
Yep, he's on the line.
Get rid of it.
Right there. Commissioner Gordon.
Residents near federally protected land in Utah showed their opposition by arranging a 50-person ATV ride through a restricted area. Look out for those guys.
That doesn't sound like it's going to go well.
Hey, get your four-wheeler. I'll get mine. Get Tommy to get his four-wheeler. We're all going to get in a line.
Ugh.
That rhyme, that was good. I should write a song. Anyway, we're going to ride up through the restricted area. Show them government types what's for.
Ugh.
Part of Ukraine voted to break up. Took a cue from Gwyneth and Chris Martin. They said, hey, man, I just got all these feelings, and I'm sick of it. Let's have a vote.
Dude.
We had a good run.
Ugh.
We had a solid run. But it's over.
A week from today, May 19th.
What is it?
The next album from Coldplay, Ghost Stories.
Oh, yeah.
I pre-ordered it.
You pre-ordered
I got
it?
The three. I got three songs yesterday.
Dude, you totally pre-ordered it.
I got it.
That's.
They were on
sweet,
SNL.
Man. Yeah,
I'm like. Two
I didn't
weeks
watch
behind.
It yet.
Oh,
was it good?
They did Magic, and then they did this other new song that's one of the pre-order songs.
Was it Magic?
Oh my gosh, this new record's gonna be incredible. I'm sad for the breakup, but man, every song is just so raw and real.
It's so raw and
it
real.
It just grips you
channel.
With emotion. You just want to hug Chris Martin and go.
I love you.
I'm sorry, bro.
I'm sorry.
I'm really sorry that happened.
I enjoyed your coaching on The Voice.
It was really good. Actually, it was terrible, but he was Chris Martin, and therefore... Yeah.
If you have a British accent, you can say anything to me, and I'll think you're speaking a magical language, and you're the most wise person I've ever met.
Because you've got to make people believe you feel the song, right? Because it's like the song is all about being broken, yet, and we're all broken, but we're perfect inside.
Yes, that makes... Yes, I get it.
Right?
I get it.
You just got to channel the fact that you're completely broken and in manhandled.
Hang on,
and
I'm getting a phone call. I think one inside. Of my neighbors just bulldozed my house. I have to go. This is the last week for Barbara Walters on The View.
Oh, no, Barbara Walters.
I know you're going to be really upset.
Oh, so sad. No, okay, last week, what happened last week? Last week, oh yeah, Chrissy was sick, and I went home, and she was crashed out, and the TV was on, and there was another show on, and it was called The Talk. It was a bunch of chicks, and it was like The View, but it was called The Talk, and it was the girl from Roseanne.
Gross.
And like Aisha Tyler.
I hate everything.
And it was like a train wreck. Ugh. You were just staring at it, and it was like, are they going to do anything? Sharon Osbourne's on it? It's this really terrible show. It was terrible.
Good grief. Now look.
It was on the TV, and I didn't know what to do.
Let's move on.
Okay.
I know that you said your mom doesn't do social media.
Does
she have a Facebook?
She has a Facebook.
Okay, because here's the thing.
But I don't.
In between smelling those amazing flowers you gave her and those chocolates your dad gave her, what was mom up to Sunday? What were most moms up to on Sunday?
Well, I'll tell you what my wife was up to.
It was Mother's Day.
It was first Sunday. We, what did we eat at the, we ate at the house, right? Barbecue?
Yeah.
Then we went shopping.
Well, we ate that spaghetti,
the sausage. Thing.
That was good.
Then we went shopping.
Shopping.
We got some ice cream.
Yeah.
Went to Greenhouse and bought stupid amounts of we bought all of our vegetables for the season.
That's cool.
So
you're gonna grow them?
Yes. And then went to a lavender farm, bought two ginormous bushes of lavender to plant as well.
Booyah.
Then went to our favorite restaurant for dinner. Gosh, I made out like a king yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
It was great.
But I bet in between all of those wonderful things, she was checking Facebook.
Oh, she was!
27 million. 27 million U.S. moms are on Facebook. The average age of all moms on Facebook is 47.
Okay.
While the average age of new moms who have had a baby since last Mother's Day is 30. States with the most moms on Facebook are Wyoming, West Virginia, Iowa, South Dakota, and Idaho. States with the fewest moms, New York, California, Virginia, Hawaii, and New Jersey.
Imagine that.
New Mexico and Mississippi and Tennessee are all in between.
Okay.
So, more than likely, I know my mom was on Facebook. She was on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook.
My bride was on everything, posting photos of...
You?
I mean, of my wife was on posting photos of my mom.
Right.
And myself, just to kind of get back at me with awful photos of me from childhood.
You made out like a king yesterday.
I did.
Heard the story about the woman who gets a star, heart, or butterfly tattoo after her divorce to signify her new life. Of course.
I've never heard that before.
That's fairly standard, I guess. I've never heard of it. But the new divorce tattoo trend is a tad bit more disturbing.
Tasmanian devil.
Young women are now inking what some might call dark messages in large letters across their skin.
It's Calvin peeing on the ex-husband's name.
Nah. They then post the new tattoo on social media with the hashtag divorce tattoo.
Ugh. Do you remember those stupid stickers on cars? I'm so glad that's not trendy anymore.
Yeah.
You remember Calvin? And it was like, yeah, Ford. Ugh.
You,
and it was like, what?
Have Why obviously does... not been to Mississippi.
Oh, really? Are they still
recently.
Popular there?
Heck yeah, man.
Gosh.
Hey, did y'all see my new sticker? He's peeing on that Dodge.
Get it? Because I drive a Ford. And he's peeing on a Dodge.
Ram that, am I right? Wait. Some of the tattoos are positive, such as free yourself, but others can be quite depressing. One guy who works at a tattoo shop in Sydney, Australia, says he and his colleagues tried to dissuade people from getting tattoos they might regret later.
Yeah,
he says a lot of women come in for divorce tattoos. It used to be a star or a heart, but now we're seeing women ask for like a saying. From time to time, they even get someone who wants a tattoo of their ex-husband's name. They try and talk him out of it.
Ugh.
Guys, if you're going to get a tattoo, just be smart about it. Don't get a tattoo from Jimmy down the street.
Yeah.
If he's going to give... Some dude says, hey, I'll give you a tattoo out of my kitchen for free.
For free, man.
Number one, no.
Yeah.
You're also going to get another kind of tattoo called hepatitis. And that one will never go away. It might kill you. So that could be fun. Also, don't get something stupid.
Right.
Don't get a saying like, you know, been there, done that, am I right? Or the famous Last words in the South. Watch this.
Oh, don't get that.
Watch this.
Gosh.
So many people have died just because of that. Cocaine use in the UK is now so common. Traces of the drug can be found in drinking water.
Are you serious?
Inspections of tap water at four different sites found a metabolized form of the illegal drug, which showed it had already passed through the human body. Levels were so low that they posed no danger to the public health, but come as a startling indication of how widespread drug use has become in Great Britain.
Gosh.
That's pretty nuts, y'all. If I hear about that happening in New Mexico, I'm out.
No.
I'm out. So don't let it happen.
Yeah. Don't look at what's in the drinking water.
I love you, Wooly. I never look at the water. I just drink it.
Yeah, okay.
It's probably not the best thing.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The water here is a huge upgrade from Nashville water.
Yeah.
Water in Nashville is nasty. It
tastes like a pipe.
It's gross, dude. You could, like, it's, like, yellowish. It's, like, got a color to it.
Yeah.
Water's not supposed to have a color.
It makes you healthy.
Oh.
Telepathic aliens are targeting whales in a bid to harvest its citizens' superior genetic material. This is real news.
This is real
life. So says abduction victim Hillary Porter. She may sound nuts, but the 67-year-old speaker and UFOologist is claiming a stretch of road between Swansea and Cardiff is a hot spot of alien activity, not to be confused with an AT&T hotspot, which never works. And plenty of people are paying to hear her story. Hillary says she was so traumatized by her abduction that she was too scared to return to Wales for 4 decades.
4 decades?
That's older than me. That's older than you.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Older than Doug and everyone, too. I am a rapper. When she did finally return in 2009, she drove through the danger area unharmed, only to be abducted from her bed within a day of arrival because the aliens were like, nah, girl.
Yeah.
Don't you be coming back in our spot. You've been going around talking bad about us. Don't think there's not going to be repercussions. I'm a gangster alien.
Consequences. Deal with it.
Consequences to your actions. You can't get around it. Hepatitis for tattoos. Hillary says she has been abducted so many times she's lost count. And is convinced that aliens are already among us and only a government cover-up continues to keep it a secret.
Okay.
It's a good thing that we have trustworthy people like this lady to let us know about the government cover-up.
Oh, man.
Because if we didn't, say if it was from a reputable person that actually knew what was going on in everyday life, then we really wouldn't know what to do.
Gosh.
Personally, I like it when crazy people talk about aliens because it makes me feel better about myself. Because I'm crazy, and it's always nice to be able to compare yourself to somebody who's worse than you.
Yeah, there you go.
Awful. A North Carolina woman was arrested after authorities said she called 911 to complain about pizza.
Okay.
Some lady called 911. I can't even. Bevalente Machette Hall? Maybe that's a typo. Called 911 on Thursday to report that her pizza was prepared wrong. And for more information on that, we're going to go to birthdays with Doug because he's got all the info you need to know.
Boom!
About pizza.
Oh, yeah!
Doug!
Oh, no, it's happening again. It's happening. No. Doug.
Oh, no.
Your intro was so good, and then
it was
the mic.
So good.
Maybe the mic's
the
not
timing,
on.
The timing, everything about it was so good.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah!
You gotta turn your mic up, Doug.
Sorry, the game was like super high today.
There you go.
I can't imagine why.
Yeah.
Somebody's been going around messing with the gain on everything.
First and foremost, we have to make an announcement.
Go!
Because we can no longer call him Intern Doug.
No, we can't! Wait! Turn your music down. We've got to come up with some better music over here. We need an epic.
I didn't really plan.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't really prepare anything.
Yes, you did. Because now.
I'm a Sith Lord.
No, you're not a Sith Lord.
Padawan Doug is a full-fledged Jedi.
That's right. So what's his new name?
From this moment forward, you will no longer be called Intern Doug. You will be called Employee Doug!
Employee Doug! Welcome to the fold!
Thank you, thank you.
Hooray!
Appreciate it.
Employee Doug, how do you feel?
You know,
excuse me, I should have said that better.
How feels you?
We're going to play it one game at a time.
Uh-huh.
I'm just happy to be a part of the team.
Okay.
I hope I can do everything I can to help out.
I hope so too.
Can give it my all.
Uh-huh.
And the good Lord willing, things will work out.
Hey, man.
Wow,
what was that? That was prepared.
Did you know this
was going to happen?
That was like Johnny Football draft status. Oh. Where it was just like.
I just went Bull Durham baseball
cliche. Yeah,
it was really good.
You did a good job.
I listened to Crash Davis last night.
Okay.
And he told me what to say.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Good job, you.
Thank you.
Good job. Welcome to the team.
Thank you.
Welcome
Happy to be here. Mm.
Glad to have you. Don't screw this up.
Try not to.
Because now I can fire you.
Oh, I guess I better take all.
And guess what, Doug? I still cannot fire anyone.
Woo!
But I've tried to fire Mitch every day.
Yeah, he tries.
One day it's going to take.
Doesn't work.
Anyway.
Employee Doug, welcome
Employee
to the
Doug.
Show.
Thank you, thank you.
We're happy to have you, sir.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be here. Because today is May 12th.
It is.
2014.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Day 132. 233 days remaining.
3 months until my birthday.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Turning 31. That's right, 31. So I'm going to need a bunch of cool stuff.
Wait. My birthday's 2 months from now. How can you need a blast?
No, the 12th. Uh-huh. Today is the 12th.
All right.
Three months.
3 months.
I need tons of stuff. I need Social Security. I need gold bullion. I need a giant house and plenty of land.
Yeah.
So if you guys have any of that, my birthday is in 3 months. I'm going to say this.
For your birthday, I got you a big old balloon ride. Let's hope it turns out better for you.
We're going to die.
I am so
We're
going to
die in
now.
A fiery crash.
Gosh, dude, that was the saddest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah. It's pretty good when you give away a balloon ride for the Share-a-thon, and then the next week there's a fiery crash in Virginia.
Terrifying.
And there's pictures, and they say that they could hear the people screaming
on the way down. Yeah, I'm reading this article. It was awful. They were crying and praying, and I was like, that sounds like me, so... Cool, man.
You probably should not have read that article.
And my wife shouldn't have, because yesterday, Mother's Day, all Mother's Day, she's talking about how I'm going to leave her alone now. I'm like, cool, man, happy Mother's Day.
No.
So if any mother can do it, you can.
We will go into that cold night.
Oh, God.
We will not fight.
Oh, gosh.
We will pursue
of all the people to go out with.
With all the Black Lantern's might. Dang. Black Lantern will become a Black Lantern. Go ahead, Doug. I'm sorry.
Gosh.
All right, first up this morning.
Sinatra.
No, it's not his birthday.
He is dead! Just like we're going to be in the fiery crash!
Oh, gosh. He's
former,
got kids?
Former Major League Baseball catcher, outfielder, and manager.
Yogi Berra.
Yes.
Boom! Nice!
Played most of his 19 career for the New York Yankees. One of only four players to be named MVP of the American League 3 times. As one of 7 managers to lead both American and National League teams to the World Series, he won 10 World Series as a player.
He is also the leader of the dumbest phrases of all time.
Such as, 90% of the game is half mental, it ain't over till it's over, when you come to a fork in the road, take it, and it's deja vu all over again.
Hey, when did he meet Boo Boo?
They claim that Yogi Bear is not named after him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Because the bear's always saying really stupid stuff like
Dude,
that.
Dude, for real.
Hey, boo-boo.
Yogi Berra. Yogi Berra is 80. I went old.
I say 86.
Mateo, you are correct.
Yeah!
Wow! Didn't even have time to get the music ready.
3 months till my birthday. Get me gifts. I'm not messing around. Get me a present, everybody.
You.
I'll make sure you get a present, too.
All right. For your birthday?
Sure.
Okay.
Next up, he was a key member of Spencer Davis Group, Traffic,
My gosh!
Faith and Go.
Is this High or Love?
Yes.
Yeah!
Stevie Winwood.
Winwood! Oh!
Oh, Stevie Winwood.
I wanted
Winwood's
to cover
birthday.
This song in Waverly. And then we broke up.
I'm sorry.
It's like, what song do we want to cover? Let's break up. Okay.
That's what happens. You can't start talking about covering songs. You break up.
No, it's cool. Breaking up is cool. Breaking up is hard to do.
Breaking
up. But it's cool, man.
Stevie Winwood is 58.
Man, Stevie would be rocking with me.
Bring me a higher love. Bring me a higher, Doug. Whoa.
Oh, it's too high. Okay. Doug, Stevie Winwood is 62.
He is 66 today.
Oh. Wow. Nice.
Thanks.
Next up, American actor and science fiction and suspense writer.
Stephen King.
Nope.
R.L. Stine.
Known for his leading roles in the television series How the West Was Won, Bring Him Back Alive, Scarecrow and Miss King, Babylon 5, and he's also known for playing Alan Bradley in the 1982 Walt Disney film Tron.
Oh!
And then he also was reprised that role in the 2010 sequel.
He played Tron.
Tron Uprising.
Yeah.
He's a writer?
He is.
Alan. He played Alan?
Yes.
Isn't that Tron?
Yeah. Did you say he played Tron?
Yeah. And Tron. Alan and Tron.
Which is the same.
Yeah.
Gosh, he modeled
those movies
Tron.
Are so good.
He modeled Tron after his friend.
Right? Oh! This music, though.
This is Daft Punk.
What's his real name?
Bruce Boxlingner.
Okay.
Oh.
I didn't know he was a sci-fi writer.
Yeah, I didn't either. That's crazy.
It's pretty cool.
Okay. Think about it.
Tron.
Just think about it.
So good! Oh, so good! Tron Legacy. The original Tron's still fantastic.
54. Today he is 64.
Oh! It's one
well,
off.
Well, shoot, Doug.
Sorry, Tron, I failed you.
Next up, well, the current voice of Leonardo in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Of the TV show?
Yes.
Jason Biggs.
Yes, Larry Boone in Orange is the New Black, Jersey Girl, My Best Friend's Girl, Saving Silverman, in the American Pie films.
You're a classic Doug. Classic Doug. Employee Doug. Classic employee.
Classic
Doug.
Employee Doug.
February made me shiver with every paper I delivered. This is one of the best songs ever.
Yeah.
And then Madonna covered it, and everybody
really
was like,
sad.
Come on.
It's a really sad song.
I know. It's about
it's
Buddy
about
Holly,
Richie Valens,
yeah. And that other guy. Big Bopper.
Big Bopper! Yeah. That other guy. Chantilly Lace.
Chantilly Lace, such a pretty face.
Come on. Okay. Jason Biggs, you're 36. How old is Biggs? How old is Jason Biggs? Mateo, how old is Jason Biggs?
36.
That's what I said.
Seven.
God, you were so not paying attention.
37.
That's right, because you guys are both correct.
Oh!
See? Come on!
We can both be right. I just felt it in my spirit.
Ah, yes.
My spirit animal.
Spirit horse.
My spirit horse told me. It said, nay!
Wait. Go! Who is this? Why do I not know this? It's a Stroke, right?
Yeah.
Wait. You tweeted about
I
this.
I did.
You dummy.
This was today. I tweeted that this song should be the national anthem.
Yeah, he wants this as the national anthem. Doug!
Who is this, Doug?
Billy Squire.
Billy Squire! Inventor of the Squire guitar, you know. That's not true.
Billy Squire is, 49.
54.
Today, Billy Squire is 64.
Okay. Gosh! John Travolta.
No.
Sam Jackson.
No.
Tim Roth.
No.
Quentin Tarantino.
No.
Bruce Willis.
No.
Ving Rhames.
Yes.
No way!
Yeah!
I knew I'd get there.
You were just working through there.
Also
well
in
on your way.
Bringing Out the Dead, Baby Boy, Don King, Only
Mission
in America.
Mission Impossible?
Baby
Dawn
Boy.
Of the Dead, Con Air, and the Mission Impossible film.
Yeah! Ving Rhames!
Ving Rhames.
Shimon!
Marcellus Wallace.
Oh! You know, speaking of Mother's Day yesterday, I saw the movie with my mom opening night. She took me to it. And
Happy
I was like,
Mother's
how
Day.
Am I seeing this with my mother? This
Dude.
Is really odd. She took me to weird movies. I love you, Mom. Ving Rhames.
Yo.
He's 56.
Ving Rhames is 53.
He is 55 today.
Damn!
Next up,
Molly Ringwald.
No.
John Cryer.
No.
John Hughes.
And then I was all like, Emilio Estevez, the Mighty Ducks man.
Will Ferrell? Chris Kattan? Did you just switch to Night at the Roxbury?
I know.
And I was like, Emilio! Emilio!
Best known for being a part of the Rat Pack, starring the Breakfast Club, St. Elmo's Fire.
Brat Pack!
Wait,
that's the Brat Pack.
Rat Pack is Joey Bishop. Yeah. Is Frank Sinatra. It is Dean Martin. It is Sammy Davis Jr. Did I ever say Joey Bishop?
Yes. Yeah.
I did. And Peter, what is it, Peter Lawford?
Cetera.
Peter Cetera, yes. The Brat Pack is Emilio Estevez, Judd Nelson, Ali Sheedy. Who else is in the Brat Pack?
I don't know.
Come on, we can do this.
I don't know.
You already said Molly. Anthony Michael Hall.
Yes.
Is it Emilio Estevez?
No, it's Emilio's.
He tried to tell us and we didn't listen.
Coach Bombay.
Billy the Kid, bro. You're playing the wrong song. Here, let me play some music.
USA Ducks, bro.
You're playing the wrong song. Because really,
you got the wrong song.
Why can't I find this? I'm just saying.
I'm going to have to start quacking at you.
I'm just saying. Young Guns.
Quack, quack, quack.
Emilio is Young Guns. You know he's a believer.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's a believer.
Man, next time I'm up in church, I'm going to be like, Emilio! Emilio!
He's the Christian who has that brother. Because he does. He's like, yeah, my brother Charlie. He's Charlie. Come on, Billy the Kid!
Come on, baby!
We need Blaze of Glory. We need Bon Jovi music.
Bon Jovi music. Oh,
Emilio! Emilio is...
How old?
In honor of Emilio, the Ducks are going to beat the Kings tonight in Anaheim.
Yeah, right.
The Ducks are going to beat the Kings tonight in Anaheim. It's tied 2-2. Come on, Ducks!
I think that Emilio Estevez is 51 years old today.
54.
He was also in Men at Work.
Doug, I love you! No one knows that movie but you.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh my gosh, Men at Work, they played Trash Man. It was one of my favorite movies as a kid.
I'm about to hit you with the snakes.
Oh, Men at Work, that movie was so great.
He is 52 today.
Ah!
Man, I was right there, Doug.
And last up, he has tons of clothing, video games.
Tony Hawk.
And he once landed a 900. Tony Hawk.
Mr. Hawk.
How weird is this?
Go Hawk.
I'm wearing a Tony Hawk shirt today.
What?
In honor of his birthday?
Yes.
I got it yesterday on clearance. Oh.
He also recently did his Easter Twitter hunt here, and I missed out on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah, he does it like all over the world. He has people that just hide stuff for him and then give you clues on Twitter and you have to go find it.
That's cool. Shout out Albuquerque.
Shout out ABQ, baby!
All right,
we need to start doing shout outs to all the surrounding communities. Like,
shout out ABQ! Shout out Rio Rancho! Shout out Berlin! Shout out Moriarty! Shout out Bernayo!
Oh, man. Tony Hawk.
No, Santa Fe. You don't get a shout-out.
I'm going to say Tony Hawk is 50.
Ooh. 51.
Today, he is 46.
Ah, we went old.
And since we are over, we'll skip to what today is.
What is it?
It's Food Allergy Awareness Week.
Yes, it is.
National Hospital Week. National Nursing Home Week. National Police Week. Reading is Fun Week. This is Salute to Moms 35 and Over Week, American Craft Beer Week, National Bike to Work Week, International Nurses Day, and it is National Nutty Fudge Day.
Nutty Fudge Day! I just got unfriended by thieves as well, so it's National I Don't Care Thieves because I'm a Ducks fan!
Ooh,
he's
so
a Kings
check that
fan.
Out. Check that
just
out.
Just got unfriended.
Thieves.
Same with the guys in Ives, they're all Kings guys, and they talk so much trash. Please, Ducks. Please, Ducks. We're in the duck pond. We've lost two in a row to the Kings in the duck pond. Please, guys.
There better be a flying V tonight.
Don't make me look like an idiot.
Man, knuckle puck
knuckle
time.
Knuckle puck.
Oh, amazing. All right. Dude, it's also a couple other people's birthdays that we're going to have to make phone calls for.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
good.
Yesterday was Mother's Day.
So?
How can I not call my mother-in-law on her birthday?
Yeah,
it's Brenda's birthday.
Yo, that's just crazy.
I gotta call her at some point. We're calling my mother-in-law.
We'll call her.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
My love!
It's also Missy's birthday.
No
my
way!
My sister-in-law. Yeah.
Missy totally
screwed up her mom's birthday by being born.
God, Missy, what a jerk.
I know.
You should go back and change it.
Yeah. Oh, man, we got to take a quick break. Coming up, we've got a Mad Lib on this Mad Lib Monday. We will be calling my mother-in-law.
Okay.
Possibly my sister-in-law, but she's going to cry. I just know it. Missy will just be so happy she'll start crying. And I feel like Brenda. Oh, man. It's Brenda.
Shoot in a boot. We'll see what happens.
We shall see. That's coming up, and we'll celebrate employee Doug's first day on the job by honoring him with a smorgasbord
of nothing.
Yep.
Yes.
We've also got Mad Lib Monday.
Yeah.
Hopefully Claire will call in and save us all.
Hopefully.
We'll see.
Yep. Quick break. Right back with some Twice Young. We got some Pearl Jam on the way. Got some Mike and Tox on this beautiful Monday. It is Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Good morning. On Static Radio.
Careful traffic. Time for a traffic report. I know you guys love it. Crying, loving, laughing, or leaving. That was the name of a call-in show on Wizard 106 back in Tupelo, Mississippi when I was growing up. And it was a sad, sad country show.
Oh.
And you would call in, and they'd say, are you crying, loving, laughing, or leaving? And they'd be like, I'm crying. But they'd be like, I'm laughing, man. And then the real sad ones would be, I'm leaving.
Oh, you're leaving?
Yeah.
On a jet plane?
I can't take it anymore, and I was wondering if you could play Shameless by Garth Brooks.
Okay.
Please.
Well, I'm shameless.
I'm shaving.
When it comes to loving you.
Man, I thought he said shaving the first time and I'm shaving. And I want to say this to the shaving companies out there. You missed it. You missed your shot. That would have been an incredible tie-in. The 90s are over. Guys, we got construction I-25 in Paseo. Doesn't look like there's anything. Well, actually, yeah, road construction, roadway reduced to one lane, I-40 West at Nolasco Road. 98th Street, exit 153, Nolasco.
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 Nolasco Road.
Road construction, roadway reduced to one lane, Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard, southeast, south at Rio Bravo. That's about it. No construction up in the Rio Rancho. Wait, where's Moriarty would be over there?
Yep.
Nothing. That's all.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Now, normally, 6:45, we do birthdays.
But today,
we saved a special one.
A special day.
For the 7 o'clock hour. Before we get to a Mad Lib.
We gotta do that, too.
If she answers, I don't know.
She might not answer.
She might not. She might not recognize the number.
They say it's my birthday.
She screens phone calls.
Hello?
Harold.
Harold.
Hey.
Hey, buddy. This is my father-in-law. Welcome to the morning show. Did I call your phone or Brenda's?
No, you called Brenda's, but it was closer to me, so I picked up.
Yeah,
this is Brenda. This guy.
Okay. That's my father-in-law.
Yeah, he's cool. Yeah.
Hi.
Good morning, Brenda.
Happy birthday.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thought I'd call and wake you up for your birthday. Being that I am your favorite son-in-law, I just wanted to be the first to say happy birthday this morning.
Yeah. Wow, you are the first.
Yeah.
You beat everybody.
Yeah. I beat everyone. Did I wake you up?
No.
Okay,
good.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought. See, I know you I know you so well.
That's right.
So, Brenda, on your birthday, can I ask you an honest question?
Yes.
When did you know you had made a mistake in letting Chrissy marry me?
She's going to go ahead and say 5 minutes
in. Don't answer that. She's very honest.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. I have so much trust in the Lord. I said, it's got to be love. She's never acted like this before. And I got to get this guy off my couch.
There you go. Get off the couch, bro.
True story.
It is.
Yep. Hey, they lived very far away from where I lived, and it was like, me and Chrissy would be up watching movies till 2 o'clock in the morning. It's like, I'm just going to crash on their
couch.
Do
you know who you're talking to?
I'm sure
they You're talking to a guy that's basically lived on a couch for the past 15 years.
Yeah, that's true. Brenda, I love you.
Okay, thanks. I love you, too.
Happy birthday.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That's my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Love her.
We love Harold, too.
Harold,
but it's not his birthday.
Harold is the man.
He really is.
My father-in-law is the man's man. He is a cowboy. He's old school.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the cowboy hat.
And a very talented musician.
Retired cattle rancher.
And he's got tons of incredible instruments.
Yeah, he does.
Man,
yeah.
He's got a collection.
He's a rad dude.
That's pretty awesome.
He played with Michael Martin Murphy back in the day. Wildfire! That's how he does.
I like saying wildfire over and over and over.
That
and
worked
over
out.
And over.
I got really nervous. I thought I was going to be funny with Brenda at first, and then I realized, why am I asking her questions?
Yeah.
She's going to be honest.
She's going to say, oh, well, let me tell you about it.
And she did. Yeah. When me and Chrissy were like dating.
Yeah.
You know where they live. They live like out in the boonies.
Yeah, way
out. It was like,
there, dude,
I got to work early in the morning.
I understand that.
We're up late. Can I stay on the couch?
Like rattlesnakes
and
stuff
like,
out
there?
Yeah.
So.
I don't trust rattlesnakes. Guys, hashtag love mint. Okay? That's what I'm going
to
say.
We need to get Linya in studio to talk about this because it's official. We can actually finally start talking about reload love.
She needs to tell me what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Oh, I had a terrifying dream, guys.
Oh, no.
Guys, I dreamed last night that I had to make a video for Calvary and for, like, Skip and Linya and the whole pastoral staff, but it was going to be broadcast, like, for the church. And they were like, yeah, it's kind of about how, like, you face your day with the Lord, and so you wake up, and then you start talking about it. And it was one of those dreams where you end up doing the whole dream in your underwear. You know what I'm saying? And if like you have those dreams when you're a kid and you're like at school and everybody's looking at you like, why is everybody looking at me? I'm having the best time. I'm not wearing any clothes. Same thing.
Dude, I swear there's a reason behind that. Like you can look up all the Freudian
somebody,
stuff.
Yeah, somebody
hey,
look
producer
up dream
employee
things.
Doug, what does it mean when you have dreams and you're in your underwear? Is it insecurities? What is it? Maybe it's just vulnerabilities.
I don't need another insecurity in my life.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's just happiness. Dawn's flying home today.
Yeah.
Get to see your bride.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah, that's
maybe
cool.
You're nervous for Jack and Luke because tonight they're taking on the Red Sox.
Oh, my gosh. That could be it.
The Diamondbacks and the Red Sox, they're like head-to-head, like tied for first place.
Yeah.
Best teams in the division. We're taking them on tonight.
Hey, man.
For all of the chips.
Barbecue chips for the salt and vinegar. For sour cream and onion.
The season series is split one game apiece.
Yeah, this is for all of the
this
potatoes.
This is for first.
Yeah, who's better, Lars or a potato? I'm going to go with the potato. This is for all of the potatoes.
Oh, man. We are 3 minutes away from Mad Lib Monday, but let's take a random phone call, shall we?
Let's do that.
Static.
I love you guys.
I love you, Willie!
Guys, I looked up the meaning of underwear. And
thank you. Intern / now employee / producer Doug, about to go back to intern because it took him forever.
Dang, dude.
Gosh.
Willie, shoot.
No, please give him his job back. He's a good dude.
What have you done, Willie?
He's so good.
No, I was so confused in the dream because the video came out and everybody was like, that was so unprofessional, man. How could you do that? And I was like, you guys said to do like right after you got out of bed, make a video. That's what I did. And it got broadcast, and everybody was disappointed. Skip was really disappointed in me, and I was like, oh my gosh, does that mean God's disappointed in me? He's like right
Whoa.
Next to him. It was crazy. Yeah.
Well.
Deep dreams.
According to dreambible.com.
Dreambible.com.
Willie, is there a link to eHarmony right over there on the corner?
I'm just saying.
This could be ChristianMingle.com.
Underwear in your dreams represent personal beliefs, wishes, attitudes, or underlying prejudices.
Okay.
So maybe you're scared that should you make a video, everybody would judge you. And really, everybody would just think it's awesome because you're awesome.
Thanks, Wooly.
Okay.
Maybe it would be a positive judgment. Or maybe my dreams are calling me prejudice now.
prejudice against video making.
My dreams are like, hey, you're from Mississippi? I don't know, man.
My dreams
are saying that. Come on.
Crazy.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Hey. You know what? It'll be okay. You can make all the videos you want. It'll be awesome.
There you go. Wooly,
sir.
I'm making you hang out on the line, all right? Because we got to play an intro theme song, and you're going to be our first caller this morning.
Oh, yes.
Just hang out. Here we go.
It's just another
Mad Lib Monday.
I'm not prejudiced.
You're excited.
I'm excited, but not prejudiced.
Maybe the dream was that you were nervous that you weren't going to perform well for Mad Lib Monday, your new favorite segment, thanks to Claire. That's okay. It's just another Mad Lib Monday. You're even getting into the music now. You're even getting into the music.
No, I hate everything.
I love it. Wooly, you're our first caller.
That was amazing. Incredible. What do you guys need? Let's start this off on the right foot.
Start it off right. We need a noun.
A noun?
Yep.
How's underwear?
Underwear.
Gosh.
Underwear. That's
just
perfect.
Just an honor of incredible dreams and videos and whatnot. Underwear done.
Beautiful.
Done.
Thanks, Wooly.
Fellas, I'm gonna call in probably at a later time.
Okay.
I want to hang out with you guys.
Yeah.
I want us to get together. I was talking to church on Sunday, listeners, and said, "Is that you?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And they're like, "Do you know those guys?" And I was like, "I know them in spirit."
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
And in truth.
In truth.
There you go. Thanks,
Wooly. I love you, fellas.
Love
have a good
too,
day.
Love you, bro. All right. Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700. It is Mad Lib Monday. Chime in. Hang out with us. Static.
Hi, guys. This is Claire.
Good morning, Claire.
You are the best person in the world.
You really are great. Welcome to the show. Welcome. We need a plural noun this morning.
A plural noun. balls.
Yes.
There you go.
Claire, listen, I talked to my niece Eva yesterday, and I'm giving Eva a shout out, but I told her that you and her would be best friends.
Hi, Eva.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's cool.
How's Bryn and Tanya doing? That's your mom. You can't call her Tanya. You got to call her mom.
Call her Manya.
Yeah. Mom-ya.
Mom-ya.
They're doing good. We're headed to school right now.
What'd you do special for Tanya for Mother's Day?
Well, first we went to church, then had breakfast with my Nana and Papa. Then we came home, played some games, and then went to see the movie Bears.
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 Was it good?
Yeah.
Me and Teo can't see that movie because a bear tried to eat us and it scares us. So, are there scary bears in it or are they all happy bears?
Well, there's mean ones.
There's mean ones, yeah. We met a mean one.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did, Claire.
No, you didn't.
Claire, the bear tried to kill me.
We were on the news and everything, Claire. Look it up.
It said radio show host / bear finder.
Boom.
It was the coolest moment I've ever had.
It really was. He was actually a really nice bear.
He was more afraid of us
than we were of him.
Because we're so big and tall and loud and scary and whatnot.
Yeah, pretty much. So have a great day, Claire.
You too. Bye. Love you.
Love you.
Claire, everyone. She's
Claire
great.
Is the best.
Static.
She's the best.
Hi, it's Olivia.
Hey, Olivia.
Olivia.
We can always count on you.
Olivia, were you in the group of kids that was looking at all the artifacts that Dr. Collins brought the other day?
No.
Okay, because RJ was over there, my boy RJ from Oak Grove.
Oh.
I saw him.
Why weren't you with that group?
I don't know.
You don't care about really old pots and pans. I get it.
Oh, you need to care about pots and pans.
Those are important,
They're
Olivia.
Artifacts.
They're important.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Sorry.
Just kidding. They're not.
Can I have an adjective?
Yeah. Droopy.
Droopy.
Droopy. Did you? Okay, Olivia. You're drastically younger than me. Did you know there was an old cartoon called Droopy the Dog?
No, I haven't heard
it. Look
it
up. Droopy the dog was awesome.
There you go. Droopy. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Ben.
What up?
What's up?
Are you an Oak Grover?
Yes, I am.
Word. Welcome to the show. Can I get an adjective from you?
An adjective, I think, fluffy.
Fluffy.
Fluffy's a good one.
Fluffy works. That's great. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
All right, bye. Ben calls in a lot, too.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you guys need?
We need a part of the body.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Go with frontal lobe.
Okay.
Frontal lobe.
That'll work.
That'll totally work.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, thanks for the call. It is Mad Lib Monday. Give us a call, 505-338-3700. We need your help. Static.
Hey, guys, it's SB.
SB.
Hey, SB, what you doing?
I just dropped my husband off at work and thought I'd call in.
Word. You drop him off and then you call us. I see how it is.
I need a plural noun.
Buddies. Buddy. Like you guys.
Buddies.
All right.
That'll work.
Buddies works. Bosom buddies.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. Static.
Hi, this is Sayla.
Hey,
Sayla. Can I get a plural noun? May I, right?
May I.
May
yeah, don't
may
say
I,
can. Because, yeah, you
may
can.
May I have a plural noun?
Plural noun? Sayla?
Sayla?
Are you there?
No.
Well.
Did you plural noun?
Did she say no?
Cell phone antennas?
Sayla?
Sayla. Sayla's.
Yes?
Can we get a plural noun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bells.
I think so.
Okay, thank you.
All right. We'll go with bells.
It's either bells or belts. Okay, it's Sayla. I thought she was saying Sarah.
No.
That's how my grandmother said Sarah. Sarah.
Static.
Hey, guys. It's Joelle the Nanny.
Joelle the Nanny.
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm on
away?
Summer vacation, so
nice.
I can call in now.
Booyah. And now you're waking up super early, even though you're on summer vacation.
Yeah, I can no longer sleep in,
Wouldn't nanny's jobs, like, pick up in the summer?
Like, yeah.
Because, like,
I go hang out.
Kids are out of school, so now, like... You actually,
doing more nannying right now?
Yeah, so you're like, summer break, which really means more work, but that
means
I'm
I guess unless the kid's mom is a teacher and she's home.
Maybe.
Well, the youngest one has special needs, so I go and help out with him.
That's awesome. Cool.
All right.
So that's what I do.
You got a sweetheart, Joelle the Nanny.
Aw, thank you, Mateo.
may I have a plural noun, please?
A plural noun?
Yep.
Okay. Let's go with Xboxes.
Ah.
Because that's probably what I'm going to do today.
Yeah. What game are you playing? What game are you playing?
Well, my go-to game is Skyrim, but I just started playing Dragon Age 2.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just...
Joelle the
Nanny.
I love you, bro.
I'm sorry.
I love you too, Steve-O.
I don't.
That was awesome.
Bye.
Later.
Bye, Joelle.
Come on.
Dragon Age 2. Guys, I'm terrible at video games. If I was good at video games, I'd probably play that.
Skyrim is Elder Scrolls.
I thought it was called Scrim.
No, dude. Okay.
Y'all play that screen.
You would totally stare at that screen for hours if I played that. You would.
Be looking at it going, what's that?
It's amazing.
Hey, what's that, man?
Static.
What's up, guys?
What?
Hey, man.
How you guys doing? I've been listening to your morning show for a long time.
Yeah, right.
Nice.
I always wake up in the morning at like 6:45 listen to birthdays with you guys. So
beautiful. When's your birthday?
Pretty awesome. Huh?
When's your birthday?
September 14th.
Oh, it's so far away.
Hey, how do you feel about Doug becoming an employee and not just
intern
anymore?
Intern Doug's now employee, Doug.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah. Big old shout out to everyone who contributed to our share-a-thon and helping make that happen.
Yeah, that made that happen.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Hey, can I get a noun?
Cow.
Cow.
How now, brown cow?
Boom. Thank you.
All right, see ya.
All right, later. Static.
Yo, what do you need?
I need a verb ending in ing.
Monster Trucking.
Monster Trucking. That's so weird. Yeah. We were actually watching Monster Truck Jam yesterday.
Monster Truck nice. Rally.
My boys lost their minds. So
yes, yeah. They are awesome.
It was pretty amazing. I have no idea how they score it because it was like, Scooby-Doo got a 12. And I'm like, I don't even know what
Here
that means.
Here comes Bigfoot.
Oh, it was crazy. But there you go. Monster Trucking. Thanks for the call.
Right on.
All right.
Later.
Right, they were seriously right, overwhelmed right. with joy. It,
really?
We didn't know what to do. Yeah.
Monster Trucking.
But I didn't understand how you even score it. We were trying to watch it, but... Static!
Good morning.
Hello. Hello. May I have an adjective, please?
Fuzzy.
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 Yes.
Fluffy, fuzzy.
What's next?
We get all the best adjectives.
Scratchy.
Thank
itchy.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
505-338.
Very monotone caller there.
Yeah.
Bye. Fluffy.
I need a number.
Fuzzy.
That one's boring. I already put in a number earlier, 88.3, because, you know, we're 88.3.
That says 88.33.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. One
it's
extra.
More of a decimal point.
I need another number.
We need another number. Doug?
Doug, number. Need a number. 88?
44. 44 from Doug.
All right. 505-338-3700. Static.
Hello.
Hey. What a poo-boy.
Dude, the Catholic community. Oh,
no!
My God.
And I read an interview with Mark Harmon, not to upset us
Dan
even
Harmon.
More. Dan Harmon. Sorry, Mark Harmon's the dude from like NCIS or whatever.
Okay.
Dan Harmon, I read an interview with him who was sad and said that it is very unlikely. And by very unlikely, he meant it will not be picked up by Netflix or another network.
No!
Like people are saying that that's it. They are done.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, that is crazy.
He didn't want to continue it on another.
I guess there wasn't enough viewers. Me and my son were talking about it. And
yeah.
I guess there weren't enough viewers just to keep it going. So
at least it ended with canon, and we know how it ended.
True.
It ended.
And that's canon.
That's canon.
You know, I read a thing, and it said, if you gathered all of the viewers for Community, Parks and Rec, and there was one more show, and you added all of them up, that sum total would still not equal the amount of viewers watching a Big Bang Theory rerun.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Serious?
I don't like that show.
Gosh, that makes more sense,
yeah.
I guess, as to why they canceled it.
So pretty crazy, because Parks and Rec is like, that's the biggest comedy on NBC right now.
Guys, I need to talk to a counselor.
Okay.
My wife just texted in and said, because it's not good.
Chrissy.
No, no way.
Yeah,
no,
she doesn't
Chrissy,
get
come
it.
On.
She
it was
just,
Mother's Day yesterday. That
know,
was your day.
Right?
Today
that
is
was
not.
Your day. Today's not.
Today
so
is
it's like, what?
Not
how do I,
Mother's Day.
How do I go home to that? Like, what do I do now,
I don't
guys?
Know.
She doesn't
I think
like Community.
She just
doesn't.
You guys need to start your own little community show in your neighborhood.
I've already done that, man. I have hired a camera crew, and they follow me around all the time.
The pilot was last night. Some knucklehead pulled his fire alarm at like 1:30 in the morning.
It was great.
It made for great comedy.
Wait, was that you?
What? No.
Oh.
I was asleep.
Hey, did you guys already get a number?
No. We got a number. Yeah, we did.
Oh, man. No, it was, what was it?
44.
Oh, okay. All right.
I need a verb is what I need.
All right. You need something. Love.
Love?
I can't believe the kids are going to be tonight.
Love is a verb. Boom.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you.
Boy.
Bye.
Love that guy.
You know our relationship with him is just going to flounder now.
Oh, come on.
Because that was like our big common, our common bond.
It's
going to
just prove that our friendship was greater than a TV show.
Oh, I need to give a shout out.
Static. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what's
up?
What's up?
How's it going?
Good.
It's going.
Man, what do you guys need?
I need a plural noun.
Ewoks.
Ewoks.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
There we go.
That's
Thank
a good
you.
One. Ewoks is a big. That's a big deal right there.
All right. All right. Have a good morning, guys.
All right, you too. Final one.
I gotta give a shout out.
Okay.
A couple of people that go to CrossFit found out that I work at a radio station. They asked for a shout out on the radio around 7:30.
Come on.
So hello to Jason.
Okay.
And hello to Monica.
Gosh.
And Nick, my boy. Woo!
Nick! That's me and it. Him are best friends now.
You guys are best friends.
Yeah. Static!
Hello.
Hi.
This is Ava.
Hi,
Ava. Why are you so sweet?
You...
May I have a noun, please?
We need a noun.
Hey.
Okay. What did you say?
Tummy.
Tummy.
There you go.
That's the best noun ever.
There you go.
Thank
Beautiful.
You.
Thank you, Ava. Thank you very much. Man, we get some good callers in the morning.
If Eva would have called in, it would have been very Southern.
Okay.
Very Southern.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
It takes two. Which is funny, because it's called, this Mad Lib is entitled Basketball Interview.
We need Jock Jams.
But being that I don't have any, hey, can you get us Jock Jams, producer Doug?
Jock Jams 2.
Employee Doug?
It's Jock Jams 2, Doug. Don't get it confused. It's Jock Jams 2. It's got the Tootsie Roll on it.
So I'll be playing the part of the interviewer.
Okay.
So I'll be asking the questions and you answer them.
Okay.
Basketball interview.
Okay.
You got this?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, man, I got this, man.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. All right. We ready for this?
I hope so.
Y'all ready for this? Huh?
I want it.
Anyone? Oh! Jock Jams. All right. Today's Mad Lib is entitled Basketball Interview. Gotta get into character. Are we ready?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
All right. Y'all ready for this? Now that you finally signed an 88.3-year underwear with the Miami Balls, how do you feel?
As I said to my droopy friend, Doug, it's a fluffy load off my frontal lobe.
Are you concerned about being able to replace one of the basketball super buddies?
I only hope that I can feel his bell. Next question, please. I step up to that free throw line. I just visualize what I'm going to do.
You set a record for scoring the most Xboxes in a single cow. Do you think you'll have any trouble monster trucking in the pros?
My coach says that with my fuzzy speed and my ability to slam love, I should score at least 44 EWAS a game. I hope he's in his right tummy. I just want to say, I want to thank God. I want to thank my family for this award, for this prestigious award. I get out there, I give him my all, 110% every time. You know, I play for my team. I don't play for myself. There's no I in team. And I just get out there and I visualize what I'm going to do. And I say, hey, man, I'm going to do this. And then I win every time. I promise you guys, I will never die.
Mad Lib Monday. Thanks to everybody who called and made that one a success. Awesome. Yeah. Quick break. Coming up, we got some Solar. We got the Killers. Yeah. Music from the Wild Wild. Yeah. And more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the Disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
What you need in your life is more traffic. That's why we're gonna talk all about it. What's going on at Paseo Wind 25? Lots of construction.
That's it. Lots of construction.
Yeah.
And it's starting to back up traffic. Also, over on where Ellison and Coors meet.
What? You're going slow. I hope you brought a biscuit, because you're gonna be sitting in traffic for a while, jerk.
No, wow. It's kind of backed up. You're not a jerk. Quit thinking that way about yourself, jerk. Anyway, road construction, roadway reduced to one lane. I-40 West at Nolasco Road. 98th Street, exit 153. And whew, way down south. Road construction, roadway reduced to one lane. Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard, southeast, south at Rio Bravo. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road, northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number here, 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Just finished up my iced Americano.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I got to taste the depth charge here. It's good. It's making me catch up.
Nicely done.
You will. There's no ketchup in it, but it's making me catch up.
During breaking news this morning, we learned of a recent trend that's kind of sad.
Yep.
Question of the day. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Apparently, divorce tattoos are becoming standard.
Rock on!
Whether it is a star, a heart, a butterfly. Recent trends actually have them coming out a little more disturbing. Young women are now inking what some might call sad messages, dark messages, in large letters across their body. Then they post the new tattoo on social media with the hashtag divorce tattoo. I actually jumped on Instagram and searched the hashtag divorce tattoo.
Craziness.
It's kind of sad. Yeah.
What are the dark, because it doesn't really tell us, what are the dark messages?
It depends. One guy who works at a shop in Sydney, Australia said that his colleagues try to dissuade people from getting tattoos they will regret. Says a lot of women, women especially, come in for divorce tats. Used to be a star or a heart, but now we're seeing women ask for a saying instead. From time to time, they'll even get someone who wants a tattoo of their ex-husband's name, but they'll try and talk him out of it.
At least they'll always have a tattoo to remind them of the pain they went through for the rest of their life.
Yes, that's a good thing. Okay, so like here's one. It says sometimes you need to let things go, and it's like a string, and there's a balloon at the top.
I see that picture right here.
Let's see.
And then this one. Did you see this one?
Oh, that one's not on Instagram.
Always a lesson, never a failure, and there's a giant key behind it.
This one says, "This too shall pass," with like a star.
That looks like the more you know.
Yeah, right.
Looks like that star.
This one says faith, hope, and love on her foot. It's not depressing, but this one's weird. The husband and the wife, like ex-husband, ex-wife, got matching tats on their feet. It says,
interesting.
We could find us a brand new recipe. Okay.
Yeah, see, that's a stupid tattoo.
Yeah.
To me, you're never going to get a recipe tattooed. Unless there was like a master recipe that would make the best thing ever. And then I could see that getting tattooed like on your arm so you would never forget it. Unless it was a secret ingredient, in which case you would just be defeating your whole thing.
This one's so bad, I actually had to... I was thankful that she put it in the...
Life's about learning to dance in the rain. Mm-hmm. Give me a break.
On her foot with a... the rose.
If you dance in the rain, you're gonna get sick, idiot.
Okay, read that. Can you read that?
No. It
says everything's gonna be all right, but I
can't even.
I can't even read it. So, divorce tats, new trend. Then there's like the cover ups of names.
That didn't work.
Yeah.
Alfred.
So, Alfredo. Yeah. I don't know. Cover up. You could totally see the name still. Anyways, all that to say, there is a new trend. Divorce tattoos, and if there's one thing that I can say not to do, it's that. Anytime you get a tattoo, if you're gonna get a tattoo, pray about it. You gotta give it some time.
Don't just
flippantly pick something because you're like, tattoos are cool, and my youth pastor said it's okay to get a tattoo, so I'm gonna get a tattoo of a Tasmanian devil.
Woohoo! To me, you don't need a memory... a permanent etching of a memory of your divorce
because you're
going to have like all the sadness that came along. And even if you're in the divorce and you're like, no, this was the best thing. I'm so, so happy that dude or that girl was a blah, blah, blah. You're still going to be dealing with it with your bank account.
Yeah.
Because divorces are expensive.
And having a tattoo that signifies that for the rest of your life, I don't know. Like, how do you explain that? Say you decide to start dating again. You try and explain that. They're like, that dude's got some battle scars. Or, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, check
that
out.
Like...
Or you're talking to your friends and they're like, hey, man, what's your tattoo mean? Oh, man, I got a divorce. It's about my ex-wife. And then your guy's like, you got a tattoo of your ex-wife? What'd you do that for? Like, after the fact?
505-338-3700 is the phone number. Question of the day. You ever get a tattoo you regret? I promise you I have about 7 of these stories. Ugh. Static!
Hey, guys. It's SB.
SB!
You better not be calling me to tell me about your divorce tattoo you just got.
No. I think that's a ridiculous reason to get a tattoo, personally.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I really don't.
I have one tattoo, and it's something that I did after my mom passed away.
Okay.
And even that, I know that there's biblical, there's passages in the Bible saying that you should mark yourself for the dead.
Right.
I didn't put my mom's name on my ankle, and I partly did it because I was hoping that she would come back from the dead and, like, chew me out for getting a tattoo.
That was a dumb reason to get a tattoo.
Well, if she did come back from the dead, she literally would chew you out because she'd be a zombie. Okay.
Check that out. That's just science, SB. Science.
I don't know. I feel like I can't justify the cost of getting the tattoo
if it's about something, if it's about mourning something that was bad to begin with.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's enough that my tattoo is about my mom, but it's actually in celebration of her life, not
there you go.
In mourning of her passing, because right. She's the one who made me love butterflies, and so I designed a butterfly tattoo mm-hmm. in honor of her.
There you go.
And so it's more like she's gained her wings, she's getting new life, although I don't believe necessarily that people, when they die, they become angels, because that has no biblical basis. But
SB,
you were talking
you
yourself
are
out of your already yeah. gotten tattoo.
You're
terrible.
You're basically calling and saying, hey, I got this tattoo, and I know it was wrong,
and
I kind of regret it.
And it doesn't even make sense theologically, but I got it. So there we go.
And I think you're telling me that people turn into butterflies. I'm kidding.
Thanks for the call, SB.
If you're going to get a tattoo, really think about
yeah,
it.
Really yeah, think
and
about
don't
it.
Do it for something stupid.
Don't do it flippantly.
Amen.
Solid
Amen.
Advice,
there
SB.
Thanks for the call. Static.
Cheaper to keep her.
Cheaper to keep her.
Cheaper to keep her. Is you should make a billboard with that on.
Is that the divorce tattoo you got on your chest?
Cheaper to keep
her.
Just
saying something I've heard, guys.
Woo!
Wow. Hey, but I think it's done from the beginning, because if it's a bad like divorce or something, I'm sure it's something you want to forget about.
Yeah.
If you're gonna have a tattoo every time you're gonna see it, you're still always gonna have that. You know, it's like a reminder of something bad. So why would you even want that from the beginning?
To keep yourself from repeating history?
That's what we're kind of wondering.
Know.
It's like, why
I don't. I honestly don't know. Yeah,
I don't know.
Thanks for the call, Hans.
Later.
All right. If you're just joining us, a brand new trend. Maybe not brand new, but it's gaining popularity. Hashtag divorce tattoo. If you want to go look at something sad, just go search that hashtag. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
A surprise. Jumped on Instagram. And posting new tattoos on social media with the hashtag divorce tattoo. 505-338-3700 with your thoughts.
I guess I understand the sentiment of getting a tattoo to commemorate like a victory in your life.
Yeah.
Or even like my tattoo, it's kind of like my power verse, man. You got that one verse in the Bible that gives you power, like supernatural power. Like you blow up a wall with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the whole tattoo is designed around this verse and what it's meant to me. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of more of a victory story. I don't understand getting a tattoo to retell a very sad and broken story.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like that's better left just to be told
right.
rather than to be visually represented on your body forever.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. 505-338-3700. Static.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I kind of have a couple divorce tattoos, but I changed them. I kind of flipped the direction.
Gotcha.
So instead of telling the horror story, I kind of have lotus blossoms that signified coming from the depths, from the murky, from the bottom, from
right.
the junk, and
started
I'm growing
at the
up
bottom,
to sunlight,
now we're here.
Something beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a phoenix rising from the ashes with peacock feathers with lots of symbolism. So it's kind of what direction you take it, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
yeah.
a lot to do with it.
So you're kind of coming at it from more of like a positive angle.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What else am I supposed to do?
So here's a question. Say you're out with friends and, you know, you meet new people and they're like, oh, what's that tattoo? And you're like, here's what it is. Do you just go into it and tell the whole story right there?
Negative. This is a phoenix with peacock feathers.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks. Have a good day. But I would, one thing that I did learn is scale. Definitely scale.
So do you kind of regret
like
getting
a full back tat?
Do you kind of regret getting
a
tattoo?
It's a full back tat, and I went for the gusto. Like,
are you serious? I was joking.
So now you're kind of like
no. You knew me in high school, and we were kids, and now I have this full back with. Oh man, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Totally different.
Yeah, Steve-O.
Wait. I'm being so thrown off right now.
Sorry. You knew me as a little kid, and I'm just saying, like, it's just totally different now. But I would definitely think scale.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, that's why it's so important when you get a tattoo to know that in, like, 20 years or something, you're going to look back and think, okay,
I got this tattoo.
And that's so hard in that moment, especially when you're younger, to make that decision because you're like, no, I'm going to love this forever.
Yeah, which is why for me, my big chest tattoo of Darth Vader is still my proudest tattoo.
I bet it is, sir.
Amazing. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
You sounded like you had a question. Thanks for the call.
Well, I did. I just got thrown off because did she say?
I don't know if she was saying that hypothetically.
Okay. Well, she said I knew her as a kid. I'm like,
yeah. So you knew me.
So all of a sudden, I'm like,
you know me. You seen me.
Who do I know that I haven't seen in years that I don't know that I don't Quite know that I don't people. Know, but that I know that has a giant back tat of a phoenix rising from the ashes with peacock feathers.
Ah! Rising from the ashes.
You know, honestly, I do have one of those. I got initials for my girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the day. But her initials just so happened to line up with my name. And so this whole time, Chrissy.
Oh, gosh. Steve-o.
Well, you just don't share that. And so one day we were talking about tattoos we regret. And I'm like, well, yeah, you know, this tattoo on my chest, it was for, you know, my girlfriend. And all of a sudden I was like, wait, what? That doesn't stand for Jeter? That's not. Jessica.
Yes.
And then,
taking back what I just said, it stands for Jeter.
About 2 days later, I was at the tattoo
parlor. Yeah, you were.
Getting that covered up because my wife was like, nope. So, I went from having girlfriend name on my chest to having the Dark Lord of the Sith because it kind of represented the fact that my girlfriend from high school was a succubus of life and the Dark Lord of the Sith.
She was Darth Vader.
So, yeah.
Which is confusing when you have to tell the boys what happened. It's a confusing story.
But don't get tattoos, you'll regret. Oh.
You know, like, my tattoo, the only regret I have about it is that I haven't had money to finish it.
Yeah.
That's my thing right now. It's like, I just want to finish this thing.
Yeah.
That's all I want to do. But now, the cool thing about it is, since I've had such a long process of getting it finished, there are little changes I want to go back and make. Because the cool thing about getting this tattoo that was based on this verse that's meant so much to me is that 4 or 5 years later from when I first got the outline of it, and when I first, like, the meaning or whatever, you know, came up with all that stuff. Now there are new dimensions that, because it's a verse that means so much to me, it still fits. It's living and active, but it means new things.
Yeah.
So there are different colors and different things that I want to incorporate into the tattoo now that 5 or 6 years ago I had no knowledge of.
Which is much better than divorce tats.
Yeah. Like the anchor, I have an anchor on my chest, and when I got it done, it was solid gold.
Yeah.
Solid gold 80s, man. You know what I'm saying. But now, when I finally get it finished, I kind of want to go back and get it, like, rusted over and barnacles and stuff. Like, it's been underwater for a long time. Like, it's been through a bunch of testing and trials. But have the gold still shining forth from within. I think that would be really, really cool because it's
cool.
Like, hey, no matter, you know, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world.
Yeah.
And we have this hope as an anchor firm and secure for our souls.
Yeah.
Which comes from Hebrews 6:19. That's what it's based on.
Yeah.
So lots of symbolism there. I thought about this tattoo for a long time.
And that's the thing. If you're going to get one, don't just flippantly go down there and go, that one, man, I want that panther going up my arm.
Hey, man, what's that panther mean? Give me a panther and Japanese peace under it.
If you're just joining us, divorce tattoos, it's a, I don't want to say it's a new thing.
No, it's
because we've gotten more and more comments from people who have them.
It's growing more and more unsettling.
Yeah, there you go. Fairly standard. New divorce trend is young women inking what some might call dark messages. I haven't seen any of those, really.
You got to watch out for those dark messages, man.
Gosh.
They are waiting in the wings, if you will.
Okay.
You never know. There you go. If you're going to get a symbolic tattoo of somebody you don't like from your past, just call them Voldemort. And then that way you've always got a way out. You can be like, yeah, man, it's a Harry Potter tattoo. You ever seen that Harry Potter?
Thus the Darth Vader tattoo.
There you go. See? That's what you gotta do. You gotta find a villain from a comic book / fantasy / sci-fi / adventure series. There you go.
You know the stupid band on my arm?
Yes.
Matching tattoo got on a Valentine's Day with the girl.
Man, I'm so glad that I wasn't an idiot when I was a teenager.
I
was an idiot, just in different ways.
So that's one that still needs to happen. But remember you were talking about that whole money thing?
Yeah.
It'll happen at some point.
Y'all, make us rich. Oh, start donating to Static Radio.
Divorce tattoos, talking about things you regret. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning.
Now,
Static!
I cast no shadow on the grave. No one knows my name. I ride the wind of seven seas.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back.
Now, back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Castle traffic.
Traffic.
Hmm.
It's the worst.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
I don't know because I never have to drive it. I-25 in Paseo, we have construction. They're building an incredible new interchange that will be made of solid gold and have high-speed Wi-Fi.
At least that's what we feel like because they took it out on our taxes.
We never know. Road construction also at I-40 West and Nolasco Road out in western Albuquerque.
What? West side?
The roadway's been reduced to one lane also. Road construction, roadway reduced to one lane. Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard, southeast, south at Rio Bravo. That's in South Albuquerque. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch Coffee Shop.
Coffee. Maybe you want some coffee in your lap. Maybe you're almost fell asleep right now when you're listening to me. And all you need is some coffee. Well, we've got the place for you. Solomon's Porch Coffee.
You sound like a character on Solomon.
What are you talking about, buddy guy?
Oh, man, it's the Calvary Campus, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, our coffee shop here.
Yo.
Come catch them. 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Ah, your wedding day. One of the most important days of your life. Unless, of course, you unknowingly married General Grievous from Revenge of the Sith.
Which, you need to be a little bit more observant if that happened.
Now, divorce is no laughing matter. We talk about it a lot on Shock Therapy Live and Theology Thursday, the importance of marriage. And you can check out our podcast for those at mystaticradio.com. There's a new trend. Divorce tattoos. Apparently, it's very popular with women who get a divorce. Whether it's a star, a heart, a butterfly, it signifies new life. While there's a new trend, getting phrases, lyrics, sad messages. They look a little more disturbing these days. You can check the hashtag divorce tattoo. We did, and we were a little saddened by the loss of logic. One guy who works at a tattoo shop in Sydney, Australia, says he and his colleagues try to dissuade people from getting tattoos they might regret, saying, quote, "A lot of women come in for divorce tats. Used to be a star or a heart, but now we're seeing women ask for a saying instead. From time to time, they even get someone who wants a tattoo of their ex-husband's name.
Yo.
I have my wife's name tattooed on my arm.
Yeah.
That's going to stay there forever.
I don't have to get my wife's name tattooed on my arm because it's tattooed on my heart.
Okay.
And my spirit.
Oh.
And my soul and my brain, also on the bottom of my feet.
Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700. Do you have a tattoo you regret? Doesn't have to be a divorce tat.
Thebes has a story for us on the Facebooks.
Yes, let's hear it.
Got a tattoo from the dad of a friend when I was 19 or 20, not his first tattoo. Saw some of his work and thought it was legit. So, at his hotel room with low lighting and him either high or drunk or both, I let him start on my shoulder. He quit after a little while and said he'd only take half the money because he was only half done. Went to look at it in the mirror, gave him the cash, and vowed to never make that mistake again.
Yeah.
It's not a regret, it's a lesson. I'm not sure I'll ever cover it up because it's that valuable of a lesson.
Oh,
my advice to people is to not get tattoos if they don't have them. Just too trendy for my taste. The caveat here is that if you must get a tattoo, go big.
Go big. You know, one of my first ones that actually I ended up covering up because it was really bad. Maybe not that it was really bad. It was just, I was young and I was like, you know what I'm going to get? I'm going to get the Queen Alien from that there Aliens movie tattooed on my forearm because that's brilliant.
Yeah, dude.
Loves me some sci-fi. Queen Alien from Aliens. She's going to be busting out of my forearm, and it's going to make sense, even though they come out of your stomach.
Yeah, but hey, man, that sounds awesome. I was going to get me an alien tattoo also.
Well, here's the sad thing, is about halfway through the tattoo, dude was diabetic and had like this shock, like diabetic... I don't even know what you call it.
I always make fun of people so quickly. Wait, did he have a diabetic freak out like that girl did on that movie?
Maybe. Yes, kind of.
Okay.
But he was
tattooing me. He's lucky he didn't get shot.
So the left hand
looked
like my 8-year-old drew it. Because the right, it was like, rawr. And then the left hand was like, meh. He was like maimed in battle. And I'm like, man.
Guys, don't.
Dude drank a Coke. Like, he was like, I'm sorry. And he got up and like had a Coke and then was like, okay, I'm good. Do you want me to keep working? And I was like 18, so I was like, heck yeah, dude. And I let him finish. And
it's covered up now.
It is covered up now. Yes.
Strong cover up.
Yes. Also, because it was the Queen Alien from Aliens.
Yeah.
That was a tattoo I got.
Guys, these are important
Listen
things.
To us.
Doug has a tattoo of Doug from NBC's Doug on his bottom.
Wasn't it Nickelodeon? It was on NBC?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Nickelodeon.
Okay.
And then ABC later. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah. On his bottom.
Yeah, it's better than your tattoo from Boy Meets World.
Yeah, dude.
Topanga Forever is just, I don't understand what that means.
Was it Sean? I got Sean tattooed. I got Sean's face tattooed on my butt.
Oh, man. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's okay to laugh now. We have some regretful tattoos. Don't be that person.
Nick just told me, he said, I got my own initials on my back because I'm stupid. Maybe it was so I wouldn't forget. Maybe it's because I was 18, but it was in old English, so, you know.
That's one thing I don't understand when you see your own name, and it's like, yeah, man, got my name on me. So just in case I ever forget my name.
It made him feel tough.
Yes.
Dude, hey, speaking of tattoos making you feel tough, check this out. One of the first jobs I did when we started touring, like side jobs, is I started substitute teaching at my old high school.
Mm.
So here's the thing. I don't know what's in milk or food nowadays. It's like crazy growth hormones. Because these kids, I'm substitute teaching like 7th or 8th grade, and these kids are huge. They're all 6'7", giant football players, and then here's little old me.
Hey, man, hey.
I'm in a band, and I'm the teacher. So if those kids wanted to rebel and revolt, I would have just died. I would have been like, well, okay, go ahead and kill me. But
I volunteer as tribute!
The Great Equalizer was my chest tattoo. Like, I was sitting there.
Respect.
And, seriously, I was sitting there, and they saw it peeking out of my shirt, my button-up shirt.
What is the moral of
Listen,
the story?
They saw it peeking out. The tattoos really do make you feel tough. That's the moral. It was peeking out of my shirt, and these kids were like, they had been sitting there being, like, crazy.
Right.
And then one of them goes, I saw it happen. He looked over, and he went. And then he, like, looked at his buddy and started whispering.
Whisper, 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 whisper.
And then
whisper.
More of them are looking at me, and I'm like, oh,
he's
God.
Rugged.
What's going to happen? What's going
to
happen?
Am I about to get annihilated
I think
by
I'm
going to
get shot. This is,
by Goliath
This is what
children.
Public school, they're in the Vice Lords.
I saw Dangerous Minds, I know.
But anyway, then one of them raises his hand. Hey, man, you got a tattoo on your chest? Yeah, I do. How big is it? And then I'm, like, kind of showing, it's like, covers here to here, and they're like, oh, every one of them went, oh, and then they're all like, whoa, I'm gonna get a tattoo. Ugh. When I turn 18, I'm gonna get a tattoo. And it was awesome.
And then you were like, yeah,
I was like, what's
what?
Up, y'all? You know,
substitute teacher.
Here's the thing, guys.
1999.
Let me teach you a lesson. Let me see it. I was your age once, it was real sad. Then I grew up and I got real bad. Got a tattoo, found out I was cool. Now I'm substitute teaching right here at your school. Got a lesson for you, so listen on up. You get a tattoo and that's real. But I'll stop rapping. But anyway, yeah, so then these kids respected me for the rest of the year. It was so easy.
You should have just thrown down your freestyle skills. I feel like that would have done the trick as well.
I don't think they would have liked it.
You got good skills.
Morville, Mississippi is like a haven for the most convoluted hypocritical mess, because you got the kids driving up in their pickups, bumping this with a Confederate flag hanging in the back, and you're just like, hey, man, you're confused. You're really confused, aren't you? Just really solid confusion floating around in your head.
Shout out to Moorville, Mississippi, listening online at mystaticradio.com.
What's up?
Glad you finally got internet, Moorville.
Next, you're going to get running water.
Coming soon to a town near you. Boom! Yeah. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, we got some 610. We got some Gaslight Anthem, some Ethan Lux, some Jimmy Eat World, and more of this here show. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static!
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Careful traffic.
So much traffic, so little time. That's a pretty good intro for traffic.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we got some things to report other than road construction. Accident reported Montaño Road Northwest at Rio Grande Boulevard. Also, an accident has been reported at Lomas Boulevard West between Pennsylvania Street and Wyoming Boulevard. Want to get the Spanish pronunciation correct.
Yes, good job.
Construction I-25 in Passayer. Passayer?
Yeah.
Road construction, Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard, Southeast South, Rio Bravo, and road construction, roadway reduced to one lane, I-40 West at Nolasco Road, 98th Street, exit 153. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. Coffee shop here on the Calvary campus, located at 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Phone number is 505-338-3669.
Mama!
505-338-3669. We were talking about divorce tattoos. You can keep that story going at Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's a popular trend right now. You know what else is a popular trend?
What?
Selfies.
Oh, selfies.
Shout out to Mark Miller and Ethan Heathcote.
Cool, man.
They recently nabbed the Guinness World Record for most selfies taken in an hour.
Ooh.
Okay. 60 minutes in an hour.
Yeah.
How many selfies do you think they took in one
hour? There are 60 minutes in an hour?
Yeah, 60 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It's pretty crazy.
When did that start?
How many selfies do you think these two were able to take in 1 hour?
Let's say...
Now, they took photos with random beachgoers picking random sunbathers to take selfies with. So they didn't just, like, snap. They had to find different people to take selfies with.
Okay.
In an hour. How many selfies?
Okay. I'm going to say in an hour, 60 minutes in an hour. I can't believe it's only 60 minutes in an hour. I thought that was 100. Kidding.
So if they took 120, that's like 2 a minute.
Yeah, I'd say like 150. What? Is it less? 100? Is it 200? I hate this game. What is it?
355 selfies.
Whoa! Oh.
They took 355 selfies in 1 hour, about one every 10 seconds with the different sunbathers and beachgoers.
Man, that's a good way to get a girlfriend.
We hey, can girl. Beat that!
Hey, girl. Yeah, we can. Let's go to the beach, man. Hey, girl. Hey. Hey, girl. Hey. Hey, girl. Hey. Take a selfie with me.
And 55 selfies an hour, one every 10 seconds. Do we want to is the big question.
What
Does
we
anybody
need to
care
do,
anymore about
look,
selfies?
This is what we do.
Employee
we need to
Doug.
Take. We need to take Doug and we need to take Nick from CrossFit with us because then people will be coming up.
Yeah.
Nick will be out there and they'll be like, is that Captain America? And we'll be like, yes, it is. Take a selfie with us very quickly. We have a line right over here.
We're like, hey, man, check this.
Look at this photograph.
Yeah, so
wait,
anyways.
Wait, start it over.
Okay.
Go. What I have to say is love me if not a thing.
Wait, did you, you guys?
We've told this story before. This is an old story.
Oh, I can't believe you. Praise and adore is really?
P&A, baby.
Praise and adore.
We called it P&A. Right there.
Whoa! Whoa!
Doug, how do you feel?
I feel ripped off, man.
No.
I feel... Okay,
to,
wait.
To our credit,
okay,
our producer did that, Mr. Rob Graves.
I'm hearing that, and now I'm hearing that.
Sped up a little bit. It's E. They're both just E, and then he switches okay. to like A, I think.
I can't even look at you. You have a song that is straight up a Nickelback
Let
song.
Let me tell you about my life!
Wow. You know, we were talking about regrets
no,
in life.
No, call, we're calling tattoos. Dave. We're calling Dave right now.
505.
Hang on.
338-3700.
You got his number. We're we've got to call Dave.
Ugh.
For clarification.
I don't even know what to think right now.
You don't have to think. You just have to do.
I don't know how to feel.
I don't know how to feel. You can't tell me how to feel.
Why
Sarah.
Can't I find Okay.
I don't know. Listen, it started long, long ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Uh-huh.
And it's because we grew up in a place where there just wasn't a lot going on. And so, we thought we had to copy the best of the best. And we did.
Gosh. Calling Dave, lead singer of Waverly.
He's probably at work.
He does work. He does work a 9-to-5.
We gotta call him. We should call Forever 21 and ask to speak to Dave.
This is a crisis.
This is a crisis.
This is a big deal. I just
hey,
discovered.
This is your boy Dave. Leave a message. Oh, I'll call you back, maybe.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
We're leaving a message. Dave!
Dave, I made a mistake.
Dave!
I showed everybody how the beginning of Praise and Adore is exactly like the beginning of Photograph by Nickelback.
And now I don't know what to do because I'm very disappointed. I thought you guys wrote a great worship song and you sold a lot of records. And now I realize it's because you completely ripped off Nickelback.
Now,
I don't know how to feel.
I tried to tell him that it wasn't us that did that. It was actually Rob Graves, our producer. The song was different when we wrote it, and he took it and put that on the beginning of it. That's
Creed, maybe.
No.
Nickelback?
No.
What? Creed? Oh, this is still a message. Call
us back, Dave. call studio.
All right. Oh, gosh. Static.
Hey, this is your boy, Dave.
Yeah!
Dave! I just left you a message.
Dave, I'm very upset with you right now.
Oh.
First of all, welcome to the show, Daverly from the now defunct band Waverly.
Woo!
I just feel really, really betrayed.
He's upset.
We're listening to Praise and Adore and Photograph on top of each other, and I just realized that y'all ripped off a Nickelback song for your biggest hit.
Rob Graves, dude. It's Rob Graves.
See? I told you. It started out differently when we wrote it. And then we got it back and we were like, what? What happened? He was like, yeah, I put that in there so it would definitely be a success. And it was.
It was a huge success.
But that's why.
I just don't know how to feel.
Chad Kroger's.
Oh, man.
And he wants to say hello.
Hey! That's the stock room.
All right, stock room. You're working it. You're working 9-to-5. You're working your job. It's good, buddy. We're... I don't know. I'm
Dave,
like sad and offended.
He's upset. I tried to tell him the truth and nobody would listen.
People love Waverly and now I feel like people are betrayed.
Doug's dreams are shattered.
We just got stabbed in the Nickelback and
no.
I don't even know what to do about it.
Hey man, say what you want about Nickelback, but they sold like a million records.
They sold
Nickelback? Enough said. Enough said.
You know, we were talking about tattoos and there's this new trend called divorce tattoos. Hashtag
what?
Divorce tattoos. Yeah, people, when they get a divorce, they get a tattoo to commemorate the divorce. Check out the hashtag. It's huge. So we're talking about regrets. Now, what I have to say is obvious.
No.
Do you regret...
Do you regret getting your Summer Song tattoo? Summer Song!
No!
No, no, man.
Not my question!
What's your question?
Do you regret ripping off Nickelback and betraying your friends who thought you were cool?
Not in the least, man. I paid at least $15 in royalties off that song.
Yes!
Yeah, baby.
Because, you know, Nickelback invented the E string.
They did. E major.
E major strum. Oh, man, Nickelback. I know every time I strum an E, I just think of them, so...
Yeah, I heard Jack Kroger's has a hockey rink in his basement.
He's got a what?
A hockey rink in his basement. That's what I was thinking when I was praising the door. I was like, I want to get a hockey rink in my basement.
I'd be like, USA Ducks, man, USA Ducks.
Oh, Daverly, we love you.
Love y'all. Is that it? Is that what y'all...
That's really I was really upset. We were in the middle of a big old conversation about regrets in life, and I started regretting my love for Praise and Adore because I feel like maybe somewhere secretly I actually love Nickelback, and you guys tricked me.
That's what we did.
I tricked you.
They thought we were spreading the gospel.
Who realized it, man? Did you bring it up or did somebody else go... Was somebody else listening? Was Doug listening to Nickelback?
No, we were talking...
Oh, this one's like my favorite worship song.
We were talking about selfies. A couple of dudes just broke a record for the most selfies taken in an hour, and I played that Nickelback song, Photograph, and all of a sudden, Teo
I dropped the bomb.
Let's the cat out of the bag, and I didn't know what to do, so had to call you, buddy.
That's what I need. Guys, I need a bag to put beans in.
I think I just figured it out. Is that why you guys broke up? Because Nickelback stopped putting out records and you didn't have any more material?
You didn't need any inspiration.
Like, your inspiration was gone.
Once he hooked up with Avril Lavigne, we just couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, all right. Well, you know, everybody still misses you guys. So
miss you,
just,
Dave.
Just so you know.
Miss you.
Waverly is missed.
Waverly missed.
We miss. Maybe you guys can come up with your own stuff this time.
Shut up.
Just, you know, get the band, you know, doing something.
Yesterday during church day, Steve-O was saying the prayer at communion or something. Or no, it was in front of the whole church. And Steve-O said, "And Lord, we just come before you today to praise and adore you." And he started laughing.
Why are you sharing that on the radio? I did not do it.
He didn't do it on purpose. But then once it was said, it was like, oh, no.
And then to my left, 3 feet away from me, is Mateo. And I just,
ba-bang!
I giggled because it was so stupid.
It would have been awesome if you'd have been like, "Lord, we just come before you to praise and adore you. Lay my life down before you."
In every way, you're beautiful.
Oh, man. Summer song!
In my heart. Oh, man, that is enough. Please do that and record it.
I just feel like that is blasphemy. I cannot.
You calling our song blasphemous?
No, dude, I'm just got to take it serious. Prayer. You got to take
it serious. You got to take it serious. Prayer to the Lord because he's waiting. He wants to hear you pray. He's waiting on your prayer right now.
Daverly, come visit us in New Mexico. We miss you.
Okay. All right, guys. I got
to
go.
Fine. Love you. Get back to work. Love you. All right.
9 to 5.
Later. Oh, man. So for everybody else who feels betrayed, which one is this? Look at this photograph.
Nope.
Tricked you.
Here it is.
Here it is.
Here it is.
What I have to say is obvious.
There it is.
Wow.
For all of us are.
Look at this photograph.
To say it's obvious.
No, it's not the same. Gosh, I feel so betrayed. I don't even know what to do with my day.
No, see, it's like din 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 din. That's there's a huge difference.
Totally different song.
Yeah.
Got some Coldplay on the way, some leagues, and hopefully more friendship. I just don't know what to do right now.
Pray about it. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Forgive and forget.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Traffic. Traffic. It's time for a traffic report.
Yes, welcome.
Woo.
Did you?
I pulled my headphones
nicely
down.
Done.
Whoa.
Yeah, you pulled them out from here.
Both ways. It looks like we have the construction I-25 in Paseo, of course. Also, we have a couple of accidents to report. We have Montaño Road Northwest at Rio Grande Boulevard. There's been an accident reported. Happened at about 8:45 a.m. also. We have an accident to report at Lomas Boulevard West between Pennsylvania Street and Wyoming Boulevard. And then road construction down Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard, southeast, south at Rio Bravo, and out west, road construction, roadway reduced to one lane, I-40 West at Nolasco Road. That's it.
All right. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch Coffee Shop.
Coffee Shop.
Here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus, located at 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Don't forget, coming up, Middays with Mitch. She's going to be talking about Reload Love. Shall be cool.
It shall be, and so it shall be.
I'm looking forward to it, man. We've been waiting on this for some time. Lenya's been teasing us.
We have a little pamphlet here.
Yeah. So we're definitely going to have her in studio to talk about it.
This is a field manual.
It
says.
Kicked off yesterday. It's exciting.
Wow.
We were talking about divorce tattoos, things you regret, things I don't regret. Calling my mother yesterday.
That's right.
Did you call your mama?
Yeah, absolutely.
I had to go upstairs when I talked to her. Because I had to get away from everybody.
So you could cry.
I just miss my mom, bro.
Just a reminder, 3 months from today is my birthday. Don't forget.
We talked about this in the 6 o'clock hour. Mom's Day yesterday. This is crazy. Mom definitely rocking the Facebook.
Facebook.
My mom's got a Facebook. I don't even have a Facebook. I feel like I need to get one so that I can communicate with my mom better.
Maybe.
27 million U.S. moms are on Facebook. Average age of all moms on Facebook, 47. While the average age of new moms who have had a baby since last Mother's Day is 30. Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
I did not put up a photo of my mom on Instagram because I knew she wasn't on Instagram.
Didn't see that coming. Did not see that coming.
Yeah. I almost didn't put up a photo of Chrissy, and then I was like, no, I have to.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, that on any day, you just get bombarded with the, this is my wife or this is my mom. Mm-hmm. Hey, check this out.
It's true.
And I was like, you know, I'm going to go against the grain. No, I'm not.
No, I'm not. So, no, I ain't, y'all. You can't make me do no things.
You got to talk to your moms yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
Your mama?
Actually, yesterday was Emma, my other niece's second birthday.
Oh, cool.
So they had like a big birthday party / Mother's Day celebration at my parents' house, which was cool, and I missed it, and I'm sad.
Mm.
But it's super, like, super toasty in the South right now. It's very humid, and the high in Nashville is supposed to be like 90-something today.
That sounds awful.
So out here, it's kind of cold.
Yeah, I wore a hoodie this morning.
The 60s or the 70s
today?
Yeah. Man, hate to brag about it, but
it's pretty lovely out here.
# humble brag. What's up, dog? I kind of wish it was a little warmer, honestly.
Yeah, speaking of Mother's Day, yesterday, our boy, our friend, Marshall Mathers.
Marshall Mathers, yo, we know him personally.
We know him as Eminem.
We do not know
him. His new video, Headlights, came out on Mother's Day. It was directed by Spike Lee. This track actually is an open letter to his mom, Debbie. Over the years, he's always said some pretty gnarly things in his lyrics about his mother. What's surprising is that Eminem, who has, like I said, thrown some pretty blistering lyrics at his mom through the years, actually wrote this song, quote-unquote, forgiving her and paying tribute to her.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Tribute.
Some of the lyrics say, because to this day we remain estranged and I hate it, though, because you ain't ever even get to witness your grandbabies grow.
Boom.
But I'm sorry, mama, for cleaning out my closet at the time I was angry. Rightfully so, maybe. Mm-hmm. Never meant that far to take it, though, because now I know it's not your fault and I'm not making jokes. That song I no longer plays at shows, and I cringe every time it's on the radio. Please accept this as a tribute. I wrote this on a jet. I guess I had to get this off my chest. Huh. Eminem making amends. So here's the thing. If you are in a strange relationship, well, with anybody, but man, with your mom.
Yeah.
If Eminem can do it, you can too. And it only took him being on a jet plane with millions of dollars. To, mm-hmm. I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow. It's, did you say it features Nate Russ of Fun?
I did not.
Yeah.
It features Nate Russ of Fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Tonight.
Be warned, it does have a lot of language in it.
Yeah.
So don't just go into it thinking, hey, this is going to be real cool.
Dear mama. Maybe he was listening to Tupac and was like, dude, I need to reconcile with my mom. Whatever it is. If you didn't call your mom yesterday, first of all.
You should have called your mom, number one.
Yeah.
If you could. And then number two, you should have called us and said, hey, Mateo, guess what? Tomorrow's the 12th. So that means that your birthday's in 3 months for today. Don't forget it.
3 months. Man, come on. Mine's 2 months away.
No, yours is on the 17th. So 16th. On the 17th, 16th, we'll talk about it. 16th, Steve-O.
Okay, I'm
going to
get
right.
You and Joey confused because his is
the
13th. August 13th.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Who's the 11th?
I don't know.
Somebody else is the 11th. It's
I don't
like 11, 12, 13.
I don't have time or money for this.
It's cool.
That is it for Team Awesome Morning Party. If you missed any part of the show, you can download the podcast at mystaticradio.com/mornings.
Yeah, hang out with us on Facebook, too. Mm. I know that Mitch and Celeste will be hanging out on Facebook. They've also sent me songs that sound like chipmunks via Haytel, and I hate it.
You got Misha's on Haytel?
No, that was a duet. Celeste and Michelle.
Okay.
Sounding like chipmunks singing me a Christmas song. Which I love Christmas songs, but I hate it when they get ruined by chipmunks. There's only one song around Christmas that should be sung by a chipmunk.
And that's Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yes, those chipmunks, I will. Yeah. That's fine.
There you go.
Totally cool. Maybe Chip and Dale.
All right, big congratulations to employee Doug. That's right, no longer intern Doug.
Yeah.
He's stepping it up.
He's in there doing work.
He is doing real work.
Hashtag work.
Producing the morning show now, loading programs. He's jumped up to the bigs.
Oh, yeah.
He got called up to the majors.
Man, Doug.
Good job,
that's
Doug.
Awesome,
good job, intern Doug, now employee Doug. It's going to take some getting used to.
Doug, that's awesome, man. Hey, Doug, that's awesome, man.
MyStaticRadio.com/morning for the podcast. We are out.
Yes, we are.
Until tomorrow. Team Awesome Morning Party.
If you live in my apartment complex, do not pull the fire alarm tonight.
At
thank
1:30.
You.
Yes.
Please and beautiful. Thank you.
All right. Static Radio.